If your crops could talk, what would they tell you about the weeds they share soil space with? Quite a bit, actually, if you pay attention on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Plants have a lot to say about weed control. We just have to listen. Scientists with the Weed Science Society of America have discovered that corn seeds can detect whether weeds are growing above ground. They make that determination based on light reflected by weeds that penetrates the soil surface. If the seeds sense weeds are lurking, cellular changes are triggered to delay germination, which results in yield losses. Emerged crops respond to weeds with chemical changes that stunt their root system and above-ground growth. Plant-to-plant communication is being discovered in a number of ways. Jim Westwood is a plant pathology professor at Virginia Tech. His research deals with parasitic plants that attack other plants, steal their resources, and exchange genetic information. Think of them as being hackers of the plant world.
In addition to taking these messages from the host, it's actually sending its own messages into the host plant. You can imagine that the parasite is sending a message into the host cell that, say, tells the plant to stand down the defenses, to provide nutrients, and don't put up a big fight because the parasite is trying to persuade the host plant that it's friendly.
Westwood says finding a way to disrupt this evil dialogue might protect the host plant and give growers the upper hand.
The more we know about how the parasites interact with their hosts and go about doing their business of attacking and taking resources, the better chance we have to develop crops that are resistant to that.
I'm Jody Henke. Find out what else your plants are telling you at agriculture.com.